Thank you for listening to this Calvary Apostolic Church podcast. We believe this message will be a blessing to you. If you do not have a church home, we would love for you to join us for worship in the near future. God bless you.
Let's clap our hands to the Lord and give Him praise. Father, we magnify You. We glorify Your name. Thank You, Lord, that You are here with us today. That Your glory fills this house. May You receive all glory, honor, and praise for everything that is done. And we give You thanks in Jesus' precious holy name. God bless you. You may be seated. So very, very thankful to be here with all of you and to feel the presence of God. And so thankful for the Starks and the invitation to be here. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Pastor. And so thankful to be here. Of course, for many, many years, I've had my eyes on Brother Stark and the ministry that God has given to him. And I'm so thankful to finally be able to be here to spend some time with him and to feel what the Lord has put into his spirit. So thankful for the schisms. We love the schisms so very, very much. Thank you and give you great honor. Thankful that my brother is here with his family, pastors in the northern area of Ohio. We give God thanks for them. I am excited for what is happening here this morning and what God has placed into your spirit and the miracle that will transpire as you respond to the Lord and as you give from your heart today. You see, God is looking to partner with people. Just recently, Pastor Martins in the country of Latvia, he told me, he said that he was praying and talking with the Lord. And the Lord told him, I want to bring great revival to Latvia. He said, but I need someone to partner with. That's amazing. And God has been partnering with you for many, many years. And God has used you to help impact the world. And I'm thankful and I honor this church for your giving, for your sacrifice, and all that God has been able to accomplish through you. And so I want you to clap your hands and give thanks to God for Him allowing us to be used by Him and partner with Him. Hallelujah. I want to share with you a little bit of what the Lord has done throughout the former Soviet Union. The former Soviet Union is 11 time zones long. If you go from New York all the way to California, it's only four time zones. But from the Baltic republics all the way across through Moscow, across Russia into Siberia, and all the way over near Japan, near Alaska, is 11 time zones. You can take the United States of America and put it into the former Soviet Union 2.26 times, around 300 million people. And it is spread across a huge area of land. And it has been a huge task to be able to see churches planted in different areas across all the former Soviet Union. And it has been absolutely amazing what the Lord has done. God wants to partner with us. God wants to partner with us around the world. God wants to partner with us in our community. God wants to partner with us at our place of work. Wherever we go, He wants to work with us and do incredible, incredible things. When I was pretty young, I have a lot of stories of things that God has done in my life as He brought me out of a world of sin. Just bear with me. And when I was 18 years old, I was very rebellious. And God got a hold of my heart. He did something incredible in me, but He had to take me through brokenness. And so one day I was at service in Flint, Michigan. Robert Hinson is my pastor. And I was in that service. The Lord moved in an incredible way. And I folded my arms at the end of that service. And I said to God, God, I no longer need You. At the end of that service, would you believe God gave me a word? A lady came up to me and said, the Lord has told me you will be in a motorcycle accident. Well, I didn't believe I was invincible because I was 18 years old. And so a few minutes later, another lady came to me and said, God has given me a word for you. You will be in a motorcycle accident. And then before I could get out of that sanctuary that night, another lady came to me and said, God's given me a word. You're going to be in a motorcycle accident. Would you believe I did not repent? I didn't change my life. But the next day I was in a motorcycle accident. And I laid there on the road that day. My body was broken. My organs were crushed. My right leg was broken in 22 places. I lost 3 inches of bone. I was dying. I was on my way to hell. I knew. I fought for consciousness. I knew if I closed my eyes, I would open them in hell. And I screamed to the Lord for mercy as I laid there on that pavement that day. And I'm so thankful that God heard me. Praise the Lord. They put 11 steel rods into my leg, holding it together. I got major staph infection, the very marrow of my bone. The doctor said I would probably never walk again. But God was very merciful to me. When the news came that I would probably never walk again, I remember the scriptures my dad preached as he pastored in Arbor, Michigan. And as Pastor Henson had told us, from the word of the Lord, that with his stripes we are healed. I would quote that scripture. I imagined my miracle. And one day God gave it to me 5.5 months later. 11 steel rods going in out of my leg, holding it together. Brother Charles Mahaney was preaching a tent revival in Flint, Michigan. He invited people to come forward for healing. I ran forward as quickly as I can on one leg. It was incredible. When I got to the front, the power of the Lord fell upon me. I began to jump up and down on that one leg. And nothing happened. It seemed like nothing happened. But it was that night or the next night, I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, practice your miracle. I didn't know it, but I'd already received my miracle. I simply hadn't practiced it. And so I decided to take a little step in Jesus' name. Just a tiny one. And so I just took a tiny one because I was in pain every moment of every day. But when I took that tiny step and just put a little pressure on it, I had 11 steel rods going on my leg. Instantly, all of the pain vanished and I began to walk around praising God for the miracle that He did in my body. Hallelujah! And I have not been the same since. God has forever changed my life because of His mercy, because of His love, because of His grace. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So my desire is simply to be a labor together with the Lord, working together with Him to see His will accomplished. And I have just fallen in love with Him. He is absolutely amazing. Why He would ever choose me, but He did, because He loves me. And I'm so thankful for His love for me. And on the mission field, God has done so many incredible things. My wife and I now work in 15 countries of the former Soviet Union. I have good news today. 23 years ago, or 24 years ago, there was a couple of works over there, and the Lord has done such an incredible work. We are now, Brother Sism, into all 15 countries of the former Soviet Union. We give God praise and thanks for that. The work spreads all the way across the former Soviet Union. In the last 7 or 8 years, about 150 churches and preaching points have been started in that area. There are now around 300 churches and preaching points, and we give God praise for what He has done. Hallelujah. We went into Central Asia. There's 5 countries in Central Asia. Went in there with Brother Turner, and God helped us, and we were able to baptize a couple of pastors in Jesus' name. And the work began to start there. And we went and we did a seminar training on working together with the Lord. And we had 4 churches at that time. We started doing that training with them. And they decided to invite other pastors to come from other denominations. By the end of that seminar, we baptized 9 of those pastors in Jesus' name. And God began an incredible work. In the last 5 years, it's gone from 4 churches to over 40 churches and preaching points in Central Asia. And they are now in all 5 countries in Central Asia. God has done an amazing, amazing work in that area of the world. And the Lord is absolutely amazing. He is astounding. If you are bored living for God, I would say you're not truly a Christian. Because the Lord is absolutely amazing. All power is in His hand. He holds everything up by His word. Can do absolutely anything. We should never be afraid, although sometimes we are. But God's with us. And He always is on time. He's always faithful. Always protects us. My wife and I, we lived in the country of Belarus, which is White Russia. We lived there for 8 years. And we had a low-key mafia that came against us. They threatened our lives 5 times with death. And the Lord delivered us every single time. And we cried a lot, but the Lord was faithful. And the Lord did, the Lord did great things. And we saw the glory of the Lord. They threatened, they surrounded us several different times to beat us to death. And one time the Lord, I asked the Lord to cause lightning to fall from heaven. It didn't happen, so I asked the Lord for fire. That didn't happen, but the Lord did do something. And one man was holding me from behind and waiting for his leader to begin to beat me with a metal bar. And so my wife was separated from me, so I gave the Lord just a few moments before I did something. And his time was almost up, and he did something. But the guy that was holding me from behind all of a sudden reached over my shoulder and grabbed his leader and hit him. I thought, well, that's amazing. And they all turned on each other and beat each other up right in front of us. My wife and I were just looking at each other. We're like, what do we do now? I'm like, maybe we should go to our house. So God delivered us and set us free. But God gave us great revival in Belarus. In 3 years, we went from 6 churches and preaching points to 52 churches and preaching points as the gospel spread like fire across the country of Belarus. And it has been absolutely amazing working together with the Lord. 2011, we began working in the country of Latvia. It was our base. We were basing out of there, traveling into different areas. And so we decided we could not live in the country of Latvia without there being a church. And so we invited aimers to come. 16 aimers came. We began to train them and send them out. And the last 5 years, God's done an incredible, incredible work. They now have works going in 12 different cities and ministering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been absolutely amazing what the Lord has done. He's done incredible, incredible things. Just recently, we went to a seminar. We were invited to go to a seminar. And in Latvia, we went there just to kind of see what was happening. As I was walking down the aisle, a lady grabbed my arm as I was going by. I turned to her and I looked at her and I said, what's going on? She says, who are you? So I said, I told her my name. And I said, who are you and where are you from? She says, I'm from the city of Chalet. I said, are you serious? We have been praying for this city. She says, will you come and minister and help us? I said, absolutely, we're coming. And I sent a couple of young men to go down there. They were going to go there to simply go to their home group. But when they arrived, there was 110 people gathered there from 7 different cities. Absolutely amazing what the Lord did. Just December, another young man and I, we taught a Bible study. We ministered to a lady who was from another city. God gave us an open door in. As we began to minister to her, she lived 3 hours away. Her family was there and began to talk to her about the Lord. Come to find out, she had been struggling with an infirmity in her body. She was in pain all of the time for 11 years. God instantly healed her. Now we're starting a church in her city. And God is doing incredible, incredible things. Well, I met a gypsy man in the country of Russia, in Moscow. We were doing a seminar. We did a seminar there. I met this gypsy man, incredible man. And God opened his heart to the revelation of one God and baptism in Jesus' name. Within a short time, he began traveling to Belarus, preaching about oneness of God, baptism in Jesus' name, preaching the fullness of truth, and began to convert the different churches he had planted. and he has since converted 14 of those churches in the last couple of years. Went into the country of Moldova with them, and the country of Moldova was open to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was just there this last year, a couple of months ago, and was in there in Moldova with them. I just went to investigate some of these groups, and I went into a group. I didn't introduce myself, but I went in there just to scout around and see what was happening. A lady came up to me and said, "Will you pray for me?" And I said, "What's wrong?" She says, "My hand is crippled." And so I just held her hand and called on the Lord Jesus Christ. She shook her hand, and all of a sudden she began to move it. All of the pain instantly vanished. I said, "Go and practice your miracle." She began to wash the dishes with absolutely no problem, and God completely healed her. And God did that all over Moldova, and works are opening in that country, and we give God praise. God wants to partner with somebody. Whether it's in your time, in your finances, whatever he's doing, he's wanting to partner with somebody. I want to tell you today, God wants to do a great work, but he can't do it without you. He can't do it without you. So let loose of what you have, your time, your finances, and let God use it. He'll multiply what you give to him and do great and marvelous things. I went to the country of Romania. It's not part of the former Soviet Union. It's in Eastern Europe. But I went to the country of Romania. We were working with the youth. We did a workshop training a small team on evangelism and doing ministry out in the streets, praying for the sick, that kind of thing, and preaching in the streets. And a man walked into that youth workshop. And come to find out, he was a pastor in a gypsy organization of 87 churches. They have churches. They have 400 ministers, about 5,000 constituents. And they came, he came, and I was teaching on spiritual warfare, gifts of the Spirit, working together with God. And he got so excited, he called his father, who's the bishop. And he came, and I was worn out from teaching all day, but they asked me, they said, "Can you come and preach tonight in one of our churches?" I said, "You'll have to ask Brother Patterson. He's a missionary here." And so they asked him, and Brother Patterson agreed for me to go and preach there. God bless him. And so God did great things. Many miracles happened. God healed eyes, ears, crippling conditions in just a moment of time. And it opened up something amazing. And a couple months later, I went back there to do a seminar with them and minister to them. God filled 43 with the Holy Ghost. Over 100 miracles of healing took place. I was just with them last week. I went there. I flew there for 3 days. God filled another 25 with the Holy Ghost, about 65 miracles of healing. But the incredible thing is this. I stayed in their home, and I was able to teach them on the oneness of God and baptism in Jesus' name. And God gave them a revelation of the oneness of God and baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't God amazing? God is absolutely amazing. I challenge you today. God wants to bring great revival, greater than we could ever imagine or think. Not to just other countries around the world, but right here through you. And he needs somebody to partner with. I wonder if you would pray with me right now and ask God to have his way. And let's make a connection with him today and a commitment that we would work together with him. That whatever he asks of us, we would do it. And that we would partner together with him to see great revival. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this great assembly. We are here in your presence. Father, speak to us. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, Lord. Because there's souls that weigh in the balance, Lord, men and women and children around the world, that this meeting will impact them. The giving, O Lord, of what we will commit to you. Lord, there are people, there are souls that will be saved as a result of what we give today and what we commit to you, God. And Lord, we desire to partner with you, to work together with you, for you promised great revival.
Give it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's clap our hands unto Him. Let's give Him praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Let's just lift up our voices and give honor and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice.